All right, so today we're doing a deep dive into Sigma Gen AI.
Okay.
And, you know, I think a lot of people, when they hear AI, they think algorithms.
You know.
Ones and zeros, all that stuff. But Sigma Gen AI is doing something really interesting. They're focusing on the humans behind AI, which is not something you hear every day, so I'm excited to talk about this with you.
Me too.
So to kind of set the stage, Sigma Gen AI, what they do is they specialize in training and upskilling people for generative AI data annotation. And I think a lot of people are probably thinking, data annotation, what's that?
Right.
So basically it's the behind the scenes work that makes AI smarter.
Right. Absolutely. It's kind of like the fuel for the AI engine.
Exactly. And what I think is so fascinating is that Sigma AI, they've identified these skills that are really important in this field. And they're not the ones you would typically think of, like coding or, you know,
right,
math. They're talking about things like critical thinking, nuance, understanding how language works, close attention to detail, even creativity.
It's really interesting.
Which, you know, those are human skills.
Those are very human skills.
So it really is kind of flipping the script on how we think about AI.
Absolutely.
And it's not just about finding people who already have these skills. They're actually developing special assessments and training to get people up to speed. So it's almost like a boot camp for AI helpers.
Exactly. And they're really raising the bar for the quality of data annotation.
Okay, so let's dig into this a little bit more. You know, the core idea here is that human expertise is crucial for creating and refining the data sets that make these generative AI models so powerful. Like we were saying before, these human skills, critical thinking, understanding nuanced language logic, these are not typically associated with AI.
Not at all. Traditionally, it's all been about the algorithm.
Right, exactly. And I think that's why Sigma AI's approach is so significant. They're addressing this human element, this kind of missing piece of the puzzle.
And I think that's why we're seeing some really interesting results from their work.
Okay, so, you know, we talked about finding people with the right skills, and obviously that's got to be a challenge.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, where do you even start?
Right. Well, first of all, you have to define what those skills are, which Sigma has done a great job of. And then you need to develop tests and training programs that actually measure and cultivate those skills.
So are they like creating their own custom tests and training programs?
Exactly. They've developed very specialized assessments to identify people who can really think, critically analyze information, and pay attention to the smallest details.
Wow. And then once they find these people,
then the training begins.
What does that training involve?
Well, it's very hands-on. They use a lot of real-world examples and simulations.
Interesting.
And they're not just looking for accuracy in data annotation. They're really focused on validating the actual results the AI produces.
Okay, so explain that a little bit more. What do you mean by validating the results?
So traditionally, data annotation has been all about whether a piece of data is labeled correctly. But Sigma is going a step further. They're saying, okay, but is the AI actually performing well based on that data?
I see.
So it's not just about the inputs, it's about the outputs.
Right. And making sure that those outputs are actually, you know, useful and effective in the real world.
Exactly.
So it's kind of like a feedback loop.
Absolutely. It's a constant process of refinement.
Got it. Okay. So let's talk about some of the challenges, because I'm sure there are plenty.
Right. Well, definitely.
I mean, this is a very new approach to AI development.
One of the biggest challenges is what we call data scarcity.
Data scarcity.
In some areas of generative AI, there's just not a lot of existing data to work with.
Okay.
Imagine you're trying to train an AI to generate realistic dialogue for a historical period.
Right.
Finding enough authentic examples could be extremely difficult.
That makes sense.
So in these cases, Sigma has to build data sets from scratch.
From scratch. Wow.
It's a very labor-intensive process, but it allows them to create highly specialized data sets that are tailored to very specific AI applications.
That's incredible. It's like they're creating something out of nothing.
In a way, they're really pushing the boundaries of what's possible with data annotation.
So how do they manage all of this? I mean, it sounds like a huge organizational challenge.
It is. They have to be incredibly organized and efficient. They've actually developed custom tools to monitor both the quality and efficiency of the data annotation process.
Interesting.
They track things like how quickly annotators are working, the consistency of their labeling, and of course, the actual results the AI is producing.
So it's a very data-driven approach.
Absolutely. They're constantly collecting and analyzing data to improve their processes.
And it sounds like their training is very practical too. They're not just teaching theory. They're actually having people work on real-world projects.
Exactly. They believe in learning by doing.
And that makes sense, especially when you consider some of the complex areas they're working in, like multimodal data generation.
Right.
Which is basically training AI on different types of data simultaneously text, images, sound.
Exactly.
To create these richer and more nuanced outputs.
It's really exciting to think about the possibilities.
I know. It's like AI that can not only describe a scene, but also generate the sounds and images.
It's incredible.
And then they're also doing side-by-side model evaluation, which is essentially pitting different AI models against each other.
Mm-hmm. They're basically having these AI models compete to see which one performs best on a specific task.
It's like the AI Olympics.
Exactly. It's a great way to identify the strongest models.
So we've talked about a lot of technical stuff, but there's also this element of creativity that I find really interesting, like with prompt engineering.
Right.
Can you explain what that is?
Sure. Prompt engineering is all about crafting the specific input prompts that will guide the AI towards the desired output. So you have to really understand the AI, its strengths and weaknesses, and how it interprets language.
I see.
A well-crafted prompt can make all the difference.
Can you give an example?
Sure. Let's say you're using an AI to write a children's story.
Yeah.
A simple prompt like write a story about a cat and a mouse might result in a very basic, predictable tale.
Right.
But a more creative prompt such as imagine a world where cats and mice are best friends and write a story about their adventures could lead to a much more imaginative and engaging story.
Wow. So it's about pushing the AI beyond the obvious, encouraging it to be more creative and insightful.
Exactly. And that's where human creativity comes in.
And then there's also red teaming, which sounds almost like ethical hacking.
It is, in a way.
So explain that.
Well, with red teaming, they're essentially trying to break the AI by creating prompts designed to expose its vulnerabilities.
Interesting.
So they're looking for any biases in the model or situations where the AI might produce harmful or inaccurate outputs.
So it's a way of making the AI more robust and fair.
Exactly. It's like stress testing the AI before it's released into the world.
So, you know, we've talked about a lot of really interesting stuff, but I think the big question is, what does this all mean? Like, why should someone listening to this deep dive care?
Well, I think the main takeaway is that human intelligence is still essential in shaping the future of AI.
Hmm.
We can't just rely on algorithms and code alone. We need human insight, creativity, critical thinking to guide the development of AI in a way that benefits everyone.
It's about finding that balance, isn't it, between human and artificial intelligence?
Exactly.
And it makes you wonder, could this human-centric approach inspire new ways of thinking about AI development in other fields?
Definitely. I think there's a lot of potential for this approach to be applied in other areas.
It's a really fascinating thought. And I think, you know, SigmaGen AI is really leading the way in showing us what's possible when you put humans at the center of AI development.
Absolutely. They're pioneers in this field.
Well, this has been a really eye-opening deep dive.
I agree.
I think it's really changed my perspective on how we should be thinking about AI.
It's definitely a paradigm shift.
So I appreciate you taking the time to talk with me about this.
My pleasure.
And I'm sure our listeners are going to have a lot to think about after hearing this.
I hope so.
All right. Thanks again.
Thank you.
And that's our deep dive for today.
Thanks for listening.